We're ready.
We're ready? Okay, then we'll call the meeting of the Planning Commission for Monday, April 25th to order. And Tina, would you please call the roll?
Certainly. Chairman Christensen?
Here.
Commissioner Jensen?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Coonan? Commissioner Stanger?
Here.
Commissioner Bowe?
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Here.
Thank you, Tina. This is our time set aside for citizens' comments. We have no citizens here tonight, so we'll move on to approval of minutes. I will be abstaining since I was not here, so commissioners.
I move to accept the minutes as written.
Motion made by Commissioner Jensen to accept the minutes for Monday, April 11th as written.
I'd like to second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bowe. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, I should abstain. I will abstain.
I'm abstaining too. I wasn't here.
Okay. Opposed? Carried 4-0. Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is the old business zoning code amendments. David, do you want to?
Well, I'll be pretty quick. Please. Just to get you caught up a little bit. So, Commissioner Coonan has been out because he has a class that should be ending either at the last meeting. He had a series of classes that just happened to conflict with the Planning Commission. So I wasn't sure if he's going to be back tonight or maybe at the next meeting, but he'll be back. And he's been out since, I think, in February or there. So both Commissioner Coonan and yourself were out for about the same amount of time so far.
Okay.
And what the Planning Commission has done is worked on kind of prioritize amendments to the downtown commercial zone. So we've been focusing on those quite a bit over the course of the last maybe two or three meetings. And what we've been doing is going through the use tables. So I'm hoping that somewhere, because we ask people to bring back the prior packets. So I'm hoping that maybe you have the downtown chapter, it's like chapter 18.12. And all we've been doing is kind of working our way through that. I was actually going to suggest canceling tonight's meeting, but I think the Planning Commission wanted to continue on and work through that use table. So really at this point, it's always a meeting, but it's just a matter of picking up from where we left off last time and at least hopefully getting through the use tables. And I'm taking notes, and then once you get through all the way through the use tables, I'm going to come back to you with kind of a revised version of that use table.
Okay.
But there's also more to this. It's just a matter of working your way through the density issues and things like that.
Okay.
So if we get through the use tables, that's a huge jump right there.
Is this just a blow-up of that table, or have there been any changes reflected what we were doing thus far?
Actually, I need to go get it. All my changes are notes.
Okay.
It's just still
the same thing.
What's in code right now.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Now, I brought some old stuff that I had from before I left, and the 18.12 chapter that I have here, the use table in there is different than the one that Tina handed out tonight. Is that?
It shouldn't be.
I mean, it's...
The font is different, but I think it's the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's also the page. Page is different. I was just curious as to...
It shouldn't be. If it is, it's because part of the version I got in your packet, I cut and pasted and probably left it a certain font. And then maybe you...
Okay.
Did you just print off the...
Yeah, I just printed
off. Yeah, so it's just substantively wrong there.
Okay. Yeah, because this one here doesn't have any page numbers on it, or...
Yeah, the ones I
Well, it has page numbers, but it doesn't have the chapter numbers on, at the heading and all that, so.
That's the one we've been working off of.
Okay.
I don't know where we left off.
Greenhouse retail.
I need to go.
Yeah, government facilities or greenhouse?
Yeah, we were at greenhouse. It's right here, line.
They made quite a ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the third meeting on it, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think the first one, we just barely got touched on it.
Yeah, but we did go through some.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of follow along with how you guys were doing it.
Well, we're just going, so you can say greenhouse, and then we'll say if we think we should allow it or permit it or have it be conditional or have it be not allowed.
Or not allowed, yeah.
And then if we all agree, then we move on to the next one.
And then Tina also left a packet of definitions that if we ever get stuck on, should be right there.
Yeah, I tried reading through the definitions.
Yes.
And I got sick to my stomach, so I quit. Sorry, but that's...
The main thing we've been changing is Al Borland, because the zoning right now kind of has it at, it's going to be boutiques, and so right now it's a junkyard.
Yeah.
And so we've been allowing more things in the Al Borland area that we think are a step up from where it is right now.
Gotcha.
Even though it's not quite to that. So
yeah.
That's kind of been
okay.
Most of it.
I think we pulled a couple things back in the downtown
as
well.
Oh, and we talked about...
An overlay.
So,
of course,
downtown is the red.
Right.
And we kind of talked about a section that we might create an overlay that would be even more restrictive, if that's the right word, or less permitted uses or something.
Downtown prime?
Kind of, that type of a thing. So when we walk at downtown, we're certainly talking about more of the red area, although we may yet decide to change some of that. But the option is there to perhaps have an overlay so we don't have to think, well, I don't want that here, but maybe we would want it out here.
Gas station. Mm-hmm. We probably don't want it on those three blocks that are historic, but maybe other places down the street.
I guess
that
or maybe not.
The question is, are we adding another zone?
No.
Not really, although I wouldn't be surprised
by the time we get done with the overlay that we'll just have another
park. It sounds like that.
It does.
It does.
I don't think so. David said it's just an overlay that we do in a current zone. For just a small area.
Okay.
But I could see, it depends how we define it. If we able to use simple verbiage to say what's in this overlay, or if we end up needing a whole other column in the table that says what's
in it. Could be another whole.
It could be a whole other column.
Yeah.
It's just a few blocks.
Yeah.
It's just for a few blocks.
Okay. All right. Okay, so, all right then.
All right, greenhouse
retail.
Which is like a florist or something?
I'm not sure.
That's what the definition: a structure designed and used to create an artificial climate for the growing of plants for retail sale.
Yeah. So
it's not the actual sales point; it's just the place to grow it. It's the way this definition says.
Well, and retail, right?
Usually, on greenhouses, they define them either greenhouse retail or greenhouse wholesale. Wholesale would just distribute to retailers. Right.
And greenhouse retail would be like a nursery where you can go buy stuff too?
Like Salvadelina or something.
Okay,
so I have to change my headings. Downtown Railroad. Historic Main. So right now, I think we should allow that in Borland.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So permitted. So P for Borland.
And I would say take it off for Historic Main.
I agree.
For Historic Main, it's conditional?
Yeah.
What if it was just a little small... No.
Would that be a really shop?
A true
I can't imagine what it. I can't imagine what it actually is.
Right,
and that it would even fit on historic range. But if someone came up with a small...
Would you have a...
I would actually rather that we push them to Al Borland then. Go do it in Al Borland area. If they've come up with something, if they want to do a greenhouse. Rather than having all these areas, let's push things maybe a little bit more to... I don't know.
Well, if it's going to occupy, I'm wondering if it's like a...
Sounds like a greenhouse from the definition.
A little too. Greenhouse with maybe a little...
It says it's a structure used to create an artificial climate for the growing of plants
for retail sale.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't quite sound like it. Then that's probably...
David, do you know? I'd like to have some clarification on it because we're sort of chasing our tails.
Yeah, that's the case, but I don't think it should be there.
But I'm thinking of like a nursery where you have a little greenhouse and then you can go buy plants. Store. Yeah.
Because
you
can buy all kinds of things there. I consider it to be a nursery.
You can also buy something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for retail sale, that's what it says. Okay. Yeah.
So you can buy other things.
Mostly it's a gift shop. They're usually gift shops and stuff.
Or gift shops.
Yeah,
no, that's
garden
fine.
Stuff.
But that would be okay.
Then conditional seems okay.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like anything too big is going to fit in there anyway.
For historic, yeah.
Okay. And then for Borland Park, we said
P. Yes.
P for permit.
P?
Yeah.
Yeah, break down something like that.
Right. And not in the downtown neighborhoods.
And
not in the yellow, not in the downtown.
Not in the downtown. Okay.
I would love us to change the name of downtown neighborhood because it just sounds.
Grocery store.
Well, so greenhouse retail, you want it as conditional use in historic main still?
Sure.
Yeah, and the only change related to that line is a P. It's a P for one part. Okay.
Actually, in historic main, can it just be P as well?
No.
Why?
Because I'd rather they go to Al Borland. I think they would take... By the time you build... Because right now there's no building that would support it. You got to have a lot of glass walls, glass ceiling, to really make it work. And... To do that, you're taking a lot of space. You're probably going to need a bigger chunk of real estate.
If it's available, then why not?
But it could just be a place that just sells hanging baskets and things like that.
Then it probably wouldn't be a greenhouse. It would probably be some other type of retail.
They might grow. Some things have the lights. I mean, they might have lights instead of...
Yeah, sometimes there's a little vegetable market that they just have a little small greenhouse where they're growing
like
little
that.
Things.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be an A. An accessory to something else.
To what?
I don't know. That's what you're saying. You're talking about a little something.
I'm saying a P. I'm not talking about it being an accessory to something
right.
else.
Right. I guess I'm thinking that for the...
Okay.
It feels like it would be something...
Would it be bigger? Is it going to cause them more grief if it's left at a C versus a P? I mean, is it going to be more difficult for them to get a business license and do it?
Yes.
Then we probably ought to make it a P.
That's what I think.
Because I don't know that we want to restrict somebody from putting in a little,
shop if they want to.
But if they have a greenhouse of organic this and that, and they use lights instead of glass, that's considered kind of a greenhouse.
Are we wandering away from the greenhouse definition?
No. But no, because I can't have a whole print.
If all they sell is hanging baskets,
and they're florist,
on the website, you think it helps you grow things too. Yeah.
You can grow things too.
And in fact, they probably will grow things.
If they want to be a big operation, they're not going to want to go there. If they have a little shop, why would we say no?
Yeah. They might have people may like to go in there and say, hey, wow, this is all organically, grown stuff, and then they're selling it too. I mean, I could see a market for that.
Okay.
But. I mean, not the typical huge greenhouse with all the glass and everything.
If you say a P, what's to stop someone from coming down and putting in something huge?
Why would you want to stop somebody from developing a business if they
in
can?
In that area.
It's this whole red area is a big area.
Yeah. But it seems the intent of that red area is for smaller shops, isn't it?
or not?
No, that's for the overlay.
Overlay.
The rest of it is open for other things, and...
That would be great.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a huge operation.
No.
But say one of those mills over there where they're doing, grain right now.
Oh, like a...
They could take that and convert that into greenhouse area, too, so...
But they grow their own hops and turn into a little
I don't see a problem with...
I don't. I think Pete's fine.
He'd be okay.
I do, too.
I think anything I like that would probably be good.
Commissioners, any other comments on that?
I think in the downtown, off of Historic Main, that would be more than appropriate.
So you're saying...
Are we still keeping for Historic Downtown a C?
No, that's what we're discussing right now.
Oh, I thought we were talking about just the downtown area, not the overlay.
We're not really talking about the overlay right now at all anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't have that defined.
They're just discussing whether the C should change to
the
A.
Would be Historic Main?
The overlay would be
a section
of Historic Main.
Okay, now I'm confused again.
Okay, where's my...
There it is. Downtown neighborhoods. One is downtown neighborhoods. The other one is Historic Main.
Right.
Those are both the red area, correct?
No. Downtown neighborhood is the yellow area.
Red yellow.
These are the neighborhoods.
The yellow. Okay.
So let me bring up my proposal right now. Can we rename downtown neighborhood to not have the word downtown in it? But be something like surrounding neighborhood or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Or
I don't really want to do that right now.
No, but it draws that very confusion that you think you're talking something.
Yeah. Can look on the map right
yellow.
Yeah.
Right
yellow.
Yes. Okay.
Yellow. No. Good.
That's why the first.
Yellow downtown.
Yeah. 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 Just yellow, and this is red.
Yeah.
Right. And now you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. So, what did we decide on? We're going to put a...
So we have 5 for P and 1 for conditional.
Okay. Well, then we'll put a...
That's a P.
Let's go. We'll put a P in there.
Okay.
All right. David, did you get that? So we're changing for greenhouse retail. We're changing that from C to P. So there's 2 changes on that line.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, next item, grocery store. Right now we have P and Wheels.
And
P5
is...
That's the small, under 20,000. 20,000. I can't believe it.
There's a lot of grocery stores as it is. I mean, you can see those Mexican...
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So leave it as is.
How big is 20,000?
It's big because those little strip mall spaces are like 2,600.
I'd say
2,600.
Yeah, like Sahara is 2,600 square feet.
I'd be willing to say that the grocery outlet is right around that.
But that's in the rails and roads.
I know, but I'm saying
about size.
20,000?
I'm saying about size.
What's bigger than that? Albertsons?
Yeah.
That's a good size. That's not going to fit on
anything.
No, I mean, buy a whole bunch of stuff in order for that to happen,
right.
Like a block.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20,000 square feet is a half an acre, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good size. It's like a state center.
That's why I say I think that the grocery outlet's got to be about that size.
You think? I have no idea.
I'm guessing.
It's about that, or maybe it's... 20,000
is
maybe a little bit bigger, but it's a...
Yeah.
Well, I
can
imagine.
Okay.
Then would we want to... I'm wondering if we should have the same superscript 5 on the roads and rails, just based on what's up here. If we just leave as a P, something could sweep away everything there.
Put in a great big grocery store and parking lot.
I don't know if we'd want that to take over the roads and rails
that big.
So maybe we should have the same notation, the P5, for roads and rails.
If if the grocery outlet is already in that area, then it would be, and it's bigger than
20.
If it's bigger than 20, then it would be non-conforming already.
Yeah.
If we do just leave it as is, then they are still conformed.
That's true.
I guess that's the big question. That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, I would love for it to go. I'd go.
Those are
very
smaller than.
Yeah,
they're
right. They're probably half that size, maybe a quarter.
Yeah.
But wouldn't,
They don't have to be that big. I'd quit Whole Foods in a nano size.
Would it be great, too?
I would not want to see a big, I don't know if I want to see a 20,000 square foot store like Grocery Outlet buy up a big chunk of property like on South Ferry. Is it allowable there? Is that the P5?
Is there anything smaller?
Can we
make
P5
just
a little smaller?
Or P6?
Well, the numbers are
the same.
We've already got
a definition.
So we'd have to go to P10.
I'm just saying we might change the definition.
Yeah.
We'd have to change the definition. Okay.
Well, we could change the number here if we don't like 20,000.
Make it 10,000.
Make
it conditional. And then we don't have to worry about it. Because if it's too big, we don't want.
Right.
So just make it conditional.
Then you have to know what too big is.
Yeah.
True, but that might change, right? With whoever's here.
I mean, because conditional goes through a determination,
right?
So
things change.
I'm not opposed to making that P5 for Rails and Roads.
Yeah, as long as we're not.
Do we know how big Grocery Outlet is?
But that would be grandfathered in.
But if everyone went out of business, and we want to force somebody to build a new building and make it smaller.
You're right.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that, can we put that as a P5, but then like have you do a little work and let us know next meeting if Grocery Outlet would be okay or not?
Grocery Outlet is like a 8,000 square foot building, and then someone wanted to put that.
That's why we don't call it P5, just call it conditional.
Yeah.
Then we can decide.
Down in the Borland area.
For Rails and Rails.
Just make the P5 a smaller number, 20,000. Yeah. We pick that. You know, we could scale it down to where it is permitted if it's a certain.
Is there anything else with P5 if you change that definition?
Well, we'd have to look at it.
My only question, Commissioner Stanger, would be if we made that conditional down the road, would the person that's looking at permitting understand what that conditional, you had this discussion here.
No, he would,
but they would not understand.
You're right. I see what you're saying.
It's quite a hurdle to jump.
You're right, but what I'm saying is that make it conditional because that might change over time.
Right.
And whatever the commission decides or the permitting person decides, I think being prescriptive is always good, but when you're talking about things like 20,000 or whatever over in that area, you just don't know. I mean, if
I did learn from the Walmart thing that you don't have a lot of, they can kind of come in and prove, well, we need what you say it needs to be, and you should allow it, and here's why you should allow it, and there's not a lot of grounds to say, but that's just not what we want.
I can see if we do conditional, then the problem, now that I'm thinking about it, the problem would be is it could get really big.
Yeah.
So then it's infinite almost.
Yeah, that's why I think it might be better just to.
So that I wouldn't want. So, yeah.
But like, how big is your average Trader Joe's or a small market?
This thing says 10,000 square feet is the average Trader Joe's.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe we could just change the number 20,000 to 10,000.
The assessor's record is telling me it's about 21,590.
What a day.
Probably when 20,000 got picked.
You were over. That's great. So see, there we would want.
But in Rails and Roads, I'm fine. I'm thinking more in the Borland and the historic Monroe, we might want to change that down to 10,000 square foot allowability.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
That'd be a market.
That'd be tons of people out there. People could then want to live there and shop, grocery shop there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So I think our choices are to make a new P.
Leave a P there for a grocery store?
Or rails and roads.
Or rails and roads and also...
But for the other two where it's P5, either change the 20,000 to 10,000 in the P5 definition, or make a P11 that says...
Maybe another P in under 10,000 square feet.
Well, we need to see if P5s use it anywhere else, because if it's not...
I would like to use P5 for roads and rails.
Yeah, I don't see a P5 anyplace else.
No, P5 is specific to grocery stores.
Okay, so I didn't see it anywhere else in this chart, but I didn't know if it was used in other use areas.
Oh,
I got it.
So can we just change that 20,000 in the definition to 10,000 and...
You could, although I think Trader Joe's might be just a tad...
Or 15,000?
That's what you're trying to capture.
Maybe 13.
12, 13 or something.
13 probably is good enough, because if you get over 13, then that's getting kind of big.
Right.
But I'd still like to have something like that for roads and rails.
I would not. I would not want to force, if Grocery Outlet went out of business, I would not want to force someone to build a new building to conform with the new allowance.
Build a new building.
When it sort of goes in there, we have to, because it's 21,000.
Then they build a wall and make it 2,000 square foot.
Why wouldn't you just let them use the building that they're already using?
Yeah.
The building's part of a bigger building. They just add another section, and now there's another little outlet.
That's not really
store
that
next
works.
To it.
You can just add a wall.
That's what they're doing right now with the
roof. All under one roof.
Yeah, where Charlotte is, it's its own building.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is right now that they already don't comply. So.
No, they're fine. Rails and roads is permitted. They're not limited by the number.
Never mind. I was just suggesting to...
Put a limit
then that sort of equals their size.
All right, then.
So that we don't get a big grocery store taking up the rest of the road.
They have to come up with a new definition of
P29 or whatever.
You got Higgins that would have.
I do. P5A and P5B.
Yeah, I just don't know why someone would build a whole new big building in rails and roads when we have all those groceries.
Let's come to a consensus here so we don't get stuck on this for the rest of the night. On rails and roads for the grocery store, I know we have, Commissioner Jensen would like to restrict it somewhat. How the rest of it, Commissioner Tuttle?
I'd like to just leave it.
Leave it P? I would like to leave it P. That's my vote.
So I go first, leave it the way it is.
Leave it.
Bishop Bolt?
Yeah, leave it.
Okay, we're going to leave it P. Is that okay with you,
okay.
Commissioner Jensen?
Sure.
Good. All right.
And then are we going to... We're going to change the P5 definition to a smaller...
13?
Okay.
Yeah, I think 13 is about right. Then if a Trader Joe's or something, that's similar.
Well, 13.
Not good at square footage, yeah. I don't know.
I just looked at the one that opened in Shoreline recently, like within the last few months. It said 10,300 square feet.
Yeah, so that's perfect then. So gives it a little bit of leeway there.
If we change that from 20 to 13,000 feet?
Right.
In the definition there?
Is that going to cause... Any problems anywhere else within the city?
Well, this is specific to downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's...
But we don't have any other grocery stores that are...
If there was another section for another part of town, it would have its own footnotes.
Okay, I just want to make sure, Grocery Outlet, we're not...
Right. They're in the PE zone, so they won't be...
I would say 13, unless it affects something else, and then let's come back.
Okay, nice.
Okay, 13. Okay, as long as we don't hurt anything. So, okay. Group homes type 1.
You know, I'm going to suggest the next three and you skip, and we'll come back to it at a later date.
Okay.
So those are pretty complex.
Okay.
Let's throw you off in a different part of the code.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then we'll move on to hardware store 1.
Okay.
I'm trying to find hardware store.
Just to have these definitions.
Hardware store 1 means a retail store with a gross floor area of 20,000 square feet or less, predominantly used for sale of tools, paints, and other small building equipment and supplies. Accessory use may include the storage of lumber, drywall, roofing, and other similar materials.
I don't know why we don't just have one hardware store with a footnote like we had for grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the fact that we just changed the 20,000 number, we could have...
No, it would have its own footnote.
But I'm saying, if we had kept 20,000, we could have just changed it to be a P5 and, you know what I'm saying, shared the same footnote. Yeah, why is...
But
I don't like that the number is buried in this text here where the others are nice, easy to find limit in the footnote. So it should be in the footnote.
I agree.
So can we take out one of the definitions of hardware store?
So it says hardware store.
So there's just one line hardware store.
I'm with that.
And then there's a footnote for whatever we're going to add
downtown.
Here.
Uh-huh. Or for historic main. Sorry.
And I'm just noting that hardware store 2 was between 20,000 and 100,000. How big is Lowe's?
Well, currently none of that is real.
I'm just curious for reference. I'm just curious.
I don't think Lowe's is going to be 100,000. I could be wrong.
So that was probably just a big number somebody threw in there.
A million.
100,000 is quite big, but...
Does that include lumberyard and everything, though? You know,
and garden center.
Does that include parking lot, too?
Shouldn't
I don't think so. I used to build a lot,
but... Lumber, drywall, roofing.
Okay.
Building materials.
Because the nursery take is... It's probably
another
10,000 square feet easy.
Yeah.
Well, first things, I'm fine with some kind of hardware store, like a little...
Base hardware.
But, yeah, being in any of these areas, railroads.
Yeah, it's great.
Are we going to take out just one of the rows? So can we add...
Build Bell's building.
Can we add it to Borland?
Yes.
Yes.
And then we just need to decide... where the footnote ones are going to be, kind of how the grocery was.
We're going
to
add a new footnote.
Yeah, so we should maybe have a...
Well, if we combine it, obviously the 1 and 2 are the same for roads and rail, so that's no change. It's
right.
Everything still. We didn't have anything before for Al Borland. We probably are saying we would want... any size in Al Borland, or do we want to keep it small?
Well, we're looking at 20,000 again, so maybe should we change that to a little smaller number? Or how big was Chinook?
Or coast to coast?
About 10?
10?
How big
did you include the lumber yard? I don't know, but the building itself was no more than 10.
That was a...
Because 20,000 seems like a pretty big store.
Coast to coast, how big was
Chinook? I know, but were they a true value?
The hardware?
The hardware part?
No, I don't think so, because they're totally independent. Chinook was...
Really?
What about coast to coast?
They are. They're on Highway 9.
What about coast to coast?
Weren't they true value connected?
Maybe they were the ones that were...
Yeah, I think coast to coast was actually their...
It's their own thing.
It's their own thing.
That was smaller than the grocery alley, wasn't it?
McDaniels.
Oh, yeah.
McDaniels.
I'm just saying maybe we should limit the size of the hardware store in these three areas.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And what about 13,000?
Let's use the same definition, P5.
No, that would be a grocery store.
Well, we change the word. Take out the word grocery store for P5. Make P5 just be
any building
may not exceed 13,000 square feet. Or
wait, let David think about it.
Either building or...
Are we screwing with you here?
No, I'm just trying to think of...
retail space.
Grocery alley is about 20,000 square feet, so just... That's way big.
That's what we're saying. That's a little big
for the store.
And any of these three areas, in my opinion. Railroads, historic main, or Borland.
I don't think an Ace Hardware...
You make enough money with 13,000 feet as a foot of hardware store?
Nope, couldn't do it.
So there you go. That was my thinking, maybe.
How big do you think that Coast to Coast was?
Well, they kind of extended themselves with plants out front.
They expanded.
I think of garden space. I think of gardening as going with hardware. Are we thinking
that's way
different?
Too small. That's way too small.
Yeah.
If you're adding that as well, I think that's too.
They were pretty small. I think they were probably right around 10,000, maybe a little bit more.
The store was next door. They were trying to expand into that. That's pretty small. That's smaller than the coast to coast. And they were able to make, I think that's bigger than 13,000 square feet, but smaller than 20.
Same in Carnation.
then let's just leave it.
But...
So maybe 20, 30.
Maybe 20 is the right number, because you can't have 20 or 13, that's the spot, right?
Yeah.
So we're going with the hardware store two definition as the main definition?
No, two is between the
one. I'm sorry. Hardware store one is going to be the main definition?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
So in effect, we would be scratching the whole line from the table, hardware store two.
Yeah, and just combining it with the other.
If somebody wanted to put a plumbing supply, is that the same thing as hardware? Just plumbing?
Yeah, usually electrical, plumbing,
so
wood, gardening.
Okay, that's all under the center. If it's just one of those, that still counts.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
We could take off, in the definition, we could take off tools and paints and whatever, because we don't have to specify everything.
Sure.
We could say typical hardware supply or something. Some of the definitions are really bulky.
We care,
Some of them are, when you get too specific, then it messes with who can go in there.
When you get into specifics like plumbing, this is just my thinking right now. When you get into specifics like plumbing, then you're talking about maybe that custom showers. You're not talking pipe. Just
fixtures,
so you can get into some pretty good size.
What if somebody wanted to use
just
lighting, and they want it, could they do that under this definition?
It's not listed, but that is a typical part of a hardware store. And that would just be a retail.
That's just fine. Yeah. Okay. But plumbing, would that be generally?
I would think so.
Retail?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not messing with anybody who wants to do that.
That's why I'm not sure why they call that a hardware store in the first place. To me, that's just a retail.
I think over time, hardware stores.
Except for maybe they're thinking.
Or the everything store.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, you want to capture, like you say, a lighting store, a plumbing store. Maybe this category shouldn't be hardware store, but sort of like a building supply store or home stores. Home improvement, I like that. Home improvement, because that covers all of those kinds of things and not just, this seems to really focus tools and lumber and paint.
Versus Lowe's and Home Improvement. Consider themselves home improvement.
Yeah, that is what they are. They're home improvement.
So I kind of want to distinguish between them.
Well, you see that by creating the size, by limiting the size.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, the code makes that distinction, though. There's a definition of home improvement center.
There is?
Yeah. To me, I can see that as a big superstore kind of way to define here. Which is what the world calls it, too.
That's a warehouse-type retail facility.
I think hardware store is a loose definition. We could probably just take out some of these specific things.
Sure.
A home improvement center is generally over 100,000 square feet.
Okay, so that we don't want to use that terminology then.
So that was hardware store too, almost to begin with.
Maybe you can say then for this, you got sort of this list, but maybe you can say and other home improvement and or other, of course there's an and or, other home improvement.
Yeah, I don't know, because then you start getting into carpeting
that's okay.
Home improvement center covers that, so.
Yeah.
It's limited by the space. You think of all the stuff we had at Coast to Coast, that was awesome. It was great to have that little store.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like what we're saying with the small size is like a specialized home improvement center instead of a generic home improvement center.
But in the downtown area, do we want anything like a home improvement center?
We're saying everything's under 20,000. We're going to take hardware store two and
possible home improvement center, and I would leave those terms out of there completely.
Yes.
Because home improvement center
is defined
as something over 100,000. thousand square feet.
Okay, turn that around.
So then it's gonna get confusing later on down the road, so.
Oh, I know, we define a new term, home improvement boutique. Get the point across.
I like the idea of the hardware store because that's a term everybody understands.
And it's kind of got some of those parameters.
That's the local True Value or Ace or Coast to Coast or whatever that.
We call it small building equipment, and that totally fits with elbow for your drain or whatever, so.
Yeah, and they sometimes will adapt to the area, like up in Anacortes, there's a hardware store there because Anacortes is very marine type area. The hardware store there, they sell marine supplies, because that's, right there. So,
yeah, so what I was thinking so about is that I have to go to Redmond if I want something like a mow and, cartridge or something like that. They don't sell it there. I have to order it online, or I can go down to Redmond. There's a plumbing shop that carries all that stuff.
Right.
So, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that's the specialty type.
Yeah, specialty, not the bathtubs and all that stuff.
Okay. All right, so on Hardware Store 1, we decided we're going to have
it's just going to be called Hardware Store.
Hardware Store. Okay, and then what about the definition? What did we decide?
We're just going to go with Hardware Store 1 definition.
Okay.
And cross out Hardware Store 2.
All right.
Okay, David?
And then we were going to, for the Hardware Store line that remains, we were suggesting adding a P for Alboa.
So adding a P for Borland Park?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great
one. So we're leaving all three of those as a P then, or making those,
Okay. Everybody in agreement on that? Everybody understand? Okay. David?
I got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right. And then Hardware Store 2, we...
cross it off.
It's gone. All right. Home... I got a question before we move on to that one. Home Improvement Center, it's not in this list. Does that mean it's not allowed at all down there just because it's not on the list?
Not allowed at all, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No lights
downtown.
If it's not on the list, it's not there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But do not take down four buildings for a Home Depot. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Home occupations.
People sometimes want to have a little hair salon in their house, one chair.
Any business or commercial activity conducted in a dwelling that results in a product or service. This is why I got sick to my stomach. I don't understand this. Any business or commercial activity conducted in a dwelling unit. That means...
home. Or an apartment.
That results in a product or service and is clearly incidental and subordinate to the residential use of...
I guess it could be massage, it could be anything
Or my neighbor has this machine that creates dental molds, and it's in their garage, and they operate out of there.
Okay.
They operate it out of their garage.
But for historic downtown, don't we want to discourage stuff like that? I mean, because we don't want, somebody doing their tax accounting business.
Well, some of those are, the buildings are homes. Oh, so you're not living in, those are transitioned.
See, because I thought we wanted to get rid of tax preparation.
Yeah. And this is saying, if you build a house,
you can
put anything in there you want.
Well, but you also have to live there. This is...
yes.
Incidental to the residents.
If
I'm a CPA and I
don't want you in historic Maine.
I don't want you in historic Maine.
But I lived there and I want to
move.
No. You're not listening. And maybe I went to college and I have my accounting license and I want to do the books for two different people and I want to do it out of my house. Why shouldn't I?
You should be able to.
But not in historic Maine.
Why?
go move somewhere else.
Nobody's parking there. It's a service. No, I totally disagree.
No, I agree with Commissioner Tuttle. I think if it's...
If I want to have my friend come over and I want to cut her hair there, but I want to do it on the up and up and claim taxes and all that stuff, I should be able to do that at my house.
You have a permit to do it there, as long as you don't put up, you know, a big sign outside your house or whatever like that. I don't see where...
No, we do have two more definitions, minor and major.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about home occupations also is that there's a separate chapter in the code that says that has a bunch of standards.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
You can't have 20 kids crammed into your apartment.
Call
it a daycare.
You can't use more than 20% of your floor area. You can't have any outdoor storage.
About signage.
I think you get... What you get.
You could also be a Mary Kay, a Norwex, an Arbonne, you know, you could be any one of those home distributors who need to have a business license,
right.
And you shouldn't have to go rent a space to do it.
No matter where you
are. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. Regardless of
the So the type you're describing is the home occupation minor.
Right.
So maybe instead of having home occupations plural, meaning all of these, maybe we should change this in the table to just be home occupations.
Well, you say there's conditions for the major in the zoning code.
Well, if you go major, you got to go to the hearing examiner.
It may require conditions.
This doesn't say major or minor. It just says home occupation.
Right. It seems to imply all of these, both major. It seems to imply both major and minor. And I'm suggesting let's just put it to minor.
Yeah, we can
do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Neither do I.
Commissioners, anybody else?
That would be great.
Comment? So we want to use... Change the home occupations to a home occupation minor.
So do we want to use the A definition?
Yes.
Yeah, good. But also, how... Dave, remember we were looking at daycare and home care?
Those are different.
They're defined separately.
I realize that, but they are also home occupations, so.
Well, yeah, they are. They got special protections under state law, so it's a whole other world.
Well, we never actually got to the adult daycare thing either.
Right, that was going to look up.
But if you read the definition of major,
doesn't really make sense.
And part of that paragraph says may require conditions to reduce those impacts.
Like if you have a bunch of kids playing out in the backyard.
It says and out noise canceling headphones. Yeah.
The code says you have to buy those.
Whether you have a bunch of parents dropping people off at 6 in the morning.
So.
Or barking dogs.
Can we change the home occupations to home occupations minor and leave it that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm good with that. That's what I did.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And then are we eliminating the definition from major?
No.
No.
Because has that come up somewhere
else? It's just not.
More like just a reference.
It won't come up downtown.
Okay.
Right. It's not going to come up anywhere because it's not on the... It'll come up throughout the rest of the city.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, what about rails and road?
There's no housing.
There's any houses there. I don't want someone to build a house there, so...
Historic...
Yeah, historic main.
And Borland Park. Okay, so leave it there just like it is?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Commissioners? Okay?
I think we're
good. All
right.
Hotel?
You know, when you look at hotels, also look at hotel.
Hotel and
motel. Oh, yeah, we had that last time.
The two definitions, two different ones?
Yeah.
One down below, okay. The hotel is 6 or more rooms.
Hotel.
6 or more rooms.
Hotel.
Facility providing 6 or more guest rooms or suites for transient lodging, accommodations to the public. and providing additional services such as restaurants, meeting rooms, gift shops, and/or entertainment or recreation facilities, access to individual units is predominantly by means of common interior hallway. And motels
are exterior hallways. I think that's the only difference.
Plus, there are, in this definition, 40 units or more,
so it can be smaller.
Why, I don't know, but...
Motel, four or more guest rooms.
Oh, four.
Does not provide additional services, such as restaurants, meeting rooms.
Oh, it doesn't say anything about the hallway.
Does not provide additional services such as restrooms, restaurants, meeting rooms, entertainment, and recreational facilities. Facilities may include meeting rooms and recreation areas such as swimming pools or exercise rooms.
But they just previously it says does not include meeting rooms, and then it says could may include meeting rooms.
Yeah, why isn't it just lodging?
And recreational.
And
I think it should have the converse in the definition saying rooms are accessed predominantly from exterior walkways.
Exterior access.
Well, I guess the first question is, does it matter to you? First of all,
no, it doesn't matter to me which one's going there.
If it's interior rooms only or exterior.
No, it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it could just be one, like, lodging.
It doesn't matter if it's five or six hotels.
But the definition definitely needs to be fixed for the hotel because it contradicts itself.
The reason I think for the definition difference there is obviously the security level too. Interior hallway is more secure than the exterior access.
Wouldn't it be care if they have that?
Yeah. I don't care.
I agree that there probably is a difference, but I think for COVID.
The only reason we would care is if we had two different entries here. If we wanted to say, hey, okay, you can have a hotel, but it's got to have the security of an interior hallway, then we'd want to keep these, you know, have the distinctions in the definitions.
Okay. Don't most of the
places have
interior nowadays? No, we still have a couple of motels around.
Fairgrounds Inn is.
Well, we're also talking about downtown.
Talking about downtown. So as the way it's proposed, well, as the way the code is right now, I could have a hotel, rails and roads, permitted juice.
Hotel and motel, but the other two areas are conditional for a hotel.
Or hotel.
But for bed and breakfast. I don't really care. Bed and breakfast was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That was a separate.
The motel has the smallest amount of lodging, right? Four or more, and hotel with six or more.
Right.
Right. I don't know if you get four or more.
I can understand a hotel for wheels and roads because it's
or a motel, right?
Closer to Highway 2.
Right.
Also,
Borland with a
historic in Borland Park.
I would permit them both and not condition, mm-hmm. not have a condition.
I'd like to see one. You know, you see them sort of downtown and. Because it brings people there, they stay, then they come out and they shop. Did you see the TV news article about the old time general store that they converted into the hotel up in Linden? It was like a week ago.
Kind of like McKinnon's does that, right?
McKinnon's does this, but this was it was a big general store in downtown Linden, mm-hmm. and they brought in a hotel, but then it brought in a bunch of other businesses to be associated
with the
restaurants. Yeah, restaurants and things, and little shop.
Yeah, sure.
So
I would permit it.
It fully tenanted up that section of town.
Yeah. Nice. And I permit it in Borland Park. It's got to be better than what we got.
I permit it. I permit both hotel and motel in all three of those areas.
No, not a motel.
Why?
I think part of the benefit is having that other function space and the restaurants and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, but it can have that if the builder wants to do it. You want to force them to do it?
Well, I think the motel definition is doesn't make sense. So if we go by the motel definition as it is right now, first it says it doesn't include restaurants.
But it says it can.
And then right immediately after that says could include restaurants.
And I, again, even though it doesn't say it, I think it should be, when you, generally when people think of a motel, you think of the one with the exterior access.
Yeah.
And to me, that would not look good in historic Maine. That type of a structure would, to me, it just feels like, you know, if you're window shopping, you're walking, shopping in downtown Maine, it's one thing to walk by a hotel, but to walk by a motel seems very different to me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I would not want to permit motel in historic Maine.
Okay.
So what is the definition, what do builders, I mean, everything you see that is being built has interior walkways. I have not seen a recent building that has been built that has the exterior ones. It's all the old buildings that have exterior. Yeah. So,
just about everything you're building today, even the, you know, Motel 6 right. or whatever, they're all enclosed.
Enclosed.
Buildings.
So they have the more of the hotel definition.
Yeah, you don't see them building those exterior.
No.
I just wouldn't care. If someone wants to build a little lodging spot, let them.
I'm not for that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, for hotel, we're saying P all the way.
Yeah, for sure.
For Rails and Roads, Historic, and Borland Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for motel, it already says permitted for Rails and Roads, which makes sense.
Why?
They're already there.
Yeah.
On Rails and Roads?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's already there.
Yes.
Permitted a motel.
But there's an existing one?
Yeah. Right.
Where?
I don't know. There's not an existing one that I know of in town.
Yeah. We have motels in town.
Well, yeah.
Not in
right near the railroad tracks that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Right along the
road. The only thing that is farther is outside.
It's
farther
west of the purpose. Essentially,
it's the same.
It's right next to the same. Essentially the same.
Next to last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what
happened. Oh, that's right next to it.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the old Fairgrounds Inn?
Yes.
The
yes.
Yeah, Fairgrounds, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, but it's just ugly and not well designed and not kept up.
Well, that's an old style.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who's going to go build an old style?
They don't need anymore.
Yeah. They don't build
what they want. Why wouldn't we permit it? Why are we going to permit a bunch of
people? I think the ones that you would. I don't know if we do want to.
Yeah, then if you don't like the look of a motel, then take it off across the.
Well, what if we said the hotel and motel was the same definition?
I already said that, but that didn't fly.
Sorry,
well, I didn't hear it.
10 minutes ago.
No, I didn't hear it.
But we don't want to make it the same definition and make it so that somebody could put a motel in where we've said you could put a hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it would be the same definition.
I don't think the industry
makes
much of a difference between a hotel.
So just take motel off of
altogether. Yeah, let's just get rid of it. We don't. Do we want anyone in these?
The Holiday Inn Express. You know, you could consider that a motel. You know, it's not.
When I think of a motel, I'm thinking of a motor inn from like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
right.
You
just roll in your Chevy.
The big motel.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that anymore.
No, I don't
they're
think
they pretty
I,
much all.
Yeah, so let's just get rid of it then.
Yeah.
Something
the motel is kind of an old term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get rid of it.
It is America.
Could we just eliminate that motel line?
Just go away
from the downtown.
But we're going to have to fix the definitions
right.
to take that into account. Because
I'll go with that.
All right.
Okay.
And the fairgrounds, it wouldn't be impacted, right?
No, no, no.
So if they wanted to put a new one or come in with a new thing, then it would be fine.
But that way, we don't have to worry about...
Now, just a quick thought for a hotel, or what is left of this unification, whatever, for this area we're talking about as a hotel, is 6 big enough?
It can be if it's built.
No, I'm thinking that it can be. If someone moves in, if someone takes up a space, a property space, to build a 6-room hotel, is that sufficient? Is that going to have the impact we want for the kind of space they're going to take up?
Well, here's a question for you. I'll throw a question back at you to maybe answer your question. You got some pretty old buildings down there that if somebody wanted to take that building and just totally refurbish it and turn it into a hotel.
With only 6 rooms?
With 6 rooms.
I'm totally
it could be totally beautiful.
Absolutely.
That could draw in, you know, people just to say, right. Oh yeah, I want to stay in this historic hotel, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
That could happen.
It could happen. Somebody could also do the same thing without all the refurbishing.
They stay there all the time.
Well, they could do it without the refurbishing, but they probably wouldn't be any customers.
Low income?
They probably wouldn't be any customers.
Now, we're not, maybe we should say that we are. The way I see it happening with not doing the refurbishing would be what they would call an extended stay. It's essentially turning into apartments, but they call it a hotel.
Yeah. No, but I think that's a different definition.
Right.
Where, if you got transients, you know,
right.
Taking up that space. That's totally different.
Like they do at the... It's like they do at the motel down the street.
Yeah.
So does our definition need to call out something about that or to prevent that from happening?
How about if Dave looks up some definitions from some other areas and comes up with something that works?
I missed that. I'm sorry.
How about if Dave just looks up some definitions from other places that have maybe some small hotels?
Yeah.
And finds a definition that works.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know there's communities around here that have hotels that are like that.
Right.
Like in Edmonton.
Anacortes. Those areas.
Some of that in this area. Downtown historic.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Thank you.
Okay. Because we want to be careful. We don't want to end up with transient type hotels in town either, so.
No.
Okay. Are we done with hotels then?
I hope so.
Okay, and motels are gone?
Hotels are gone.
Okay, libraries.
I have a question about that. Are there libraries that aren't public libraries? Outside of like colleges or whatever, where it might be.
I think so, funded bookstores.
Because don't we have the public facilities or a government building or something?
You ever seen a non-public library?
No, just the little ones you put on your...
The little books, the little...
My little library or whatever it is. Yeah,
that's not a bookstore?
No, this is a little community thing that like people can come and trade out books. Okay.
Like you do on the cruise ship where you go into the library there and just exchange books.
Yeah, put your old bathtub reader in there and take someone else's.
That's a library, huh?
Apparently.
Is that considered a library?
They call it a neighborhood library.
That was a good question. So,
well, the way it's defined, it doesn't distinguish between public or private. Library means a facility housing a collection of literary documents and or research material available for borrowing.
Hmm. I always wondered if somebody could have squeezed under that definition for a Blockbuster.
Yeah. Available for borrowing doesn't say available for sale.
Right. So that's why you're not getting, that's why it's mostly public, because nobody's going to make any money on it.
That's right.
True.
Yeah, it's not a retail business, so it's going to be a public facility.
But are we okay with...
I would be okay with it.
Public library, downtown?
Yeah, I would be.
In historic, you know?
Then we should add the word public, just to be absolutely clear, to say library means a public facility in our definition, to prevent a space from opening up and becoming some private.
Why are we preventing it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it better be money.
It's not about making money, it's just what, if someone schemes some purpose of some private club, and they'll call it a library so they can bring it in there without any questions.
There used to be, wasn't there in town some time ago, wasn't there a place over by the music store? Wasn't there a place there where you could exchange books?
You can still do that at Main Street Books.
At Main Street Books, all it is, you just go in there and you just bring...
You can buy books, but you can donate, yep, and you can get a little credit.
But, you know, somebody could put a... to me, that would be like a library. If you're not selling retail, you're exchanging books, you're still borrowing, in a sense, right?
Yeah, well, cutting to the chase, I would be totally fine with one being in historic Monroe, unless there's a good reason not to.
All right. Yeah, I'm fine with that, too. Commissioners, any...
I don't think it would happen, because...
No, but
if somebody wanted to...
Yeah. Okay.
Mixed-use commercial.
Do we want to make any notes or whatever? I believe Commissioner Jensen said he'd like to have it.
Yeah, have words public.
Public.
Yeah, just...
I think a public library has its own definition, so you have to have something other than public library. Public library is already a defined... Like, the library down there is a public library, like a public school.
Is it defined in here as public library?
No, it's just defined in the world.
But you can't go by that. You have to have everything in writing when it
but
comes to...
But a public library insinuates something else.
We're not calling it a public library.
There's no definition for a public library.
We're saying it's a public...
No, in the world there is, though.
Right, we're saying it's a public facility.
Okay. Right. Why would it be a public facility?
No.
A bathroom?
No, public facilities have their own definition.
I'm just saying if there's something that you're trying to say and create, we just have to have the right wording. But it can't be a public library because we already have a public library. And that insinuates a whole different...
Yeah, let's just leave it library, I guess. They're all going to be public libraries. Nobody's going to open up a store just for...
Well, it's going to be it's somebody's private library anyway. They own the... If they rent...
Yeah.
On the...
I don't think we'd ever have to worry about it. Okay, mixed-use commercial and residential.
I don't even know what that means.
Mixed-use.
Two of them. Mixed use and mixed use building.
And this is mixed use commercial and residential.
So, which is not.
Which is not a definition.
It's not in here. Unless, are they meaning like a building on the. What's the building on the corner where the mattress store was, where you could possibly have a few different businesses in the different rooms? Or is that mixed occupancy?
Mixed use. It means a group of structures housing more than one type of retail, business, office, commercial, or manufacturing venture, and generally one under one ownership
oh,
and control.
So like a strip.
It's saying you can have all these different things constitute mixed use. This here is saying mixed use of these two things, a mix of commercial and residential, not a mix of manufacturing and residential.
So that's
or
not
office
defined.
And residential. It's a mix of commercial and residential.
Mm-hmm. So we need a definition for that.
No, it's there. The definition says it's any of these things mixed together. the parentheses here is saying specifically only these two things mixed together.
Right, but if this is a category,
that's okay.
There's no definition of commercial in the...
They've got a mixed-use building, mixed-use, and mixed occupancy.
Combination of residential and two or more different land
commercial.
Uses.
G-O-M-M.
Maybe it was meant to be mixed-use building? That seems to fit more with what you were...
There's no commercial definition. So commercial could mean anything. Commercial could be any manufacturer.
Well, then at the very least, I think we should change it to mixed-use retail and residential. Or something like that. I don't know.
Well, what is this category trying to accomplish, I guess, is the question.
That's a good question.
If we know what it's trying to accomplish, then we can word it. So is this mixed-use one, David? Is this the thing that we have... downtown saying we want business down and residential up? Is that where this comes from?
Well, I'm trying to, it's even more confusing because when you get to 1812.180, it talks about mixed use requirements.
1812?
Yeah.
It talks about residential mixed-use development.
Oh, there we are. Mixed-use requirements.
Yeah.
That's all messed up.
Do we need this category?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it feels like it's a...
We just line it out?
...wrong type of a thing
yeah.
for all these other kinds of things.
Well, I don't even know what type of thing it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think we cross this.
Question,
I think we can cross it out because it's kind of represented in the rest of the text
thing.
Of the whole thing.
Instead of crossing it out, I would rather, David, excuse me, but I would rather have this put some other way rather than commercial and residential, because there is no definition of commercial in the code. Retail, I understand if we said retail and residential. As suggested by Commissioner Jensen. What we're trying to say is, you know, are you going to allow, like that mattress store you mentioned, a mattress store with apartments upstairs as a mixed use?
Mm.
You see, it feels like you're talking this type of store or that type of store, which each type of store has an entry in this table. This line doesn't represent a type of store. It's a whole different beast. And I think it doesn't quite fit this table the way everything else is fitting this table.
But somehow, what I'm trying to say is somehow are we going to address that situation where part of the building is used for residential and part of the building is used for retail. Where does that get addressed?
Would that be addressed in the overlay, possibly?
No, this is a little messed up. So
that's the short answer. It's a little messed up.
Well, it is and it isn't. But look, at downtown neighborhood, we say mixed-use commercial residential is permitted. Yet, you wouldn't allow in downtown neighborhoods, you wouldn't allow retail stores because it's not allowed. You wouldn't allow a restaurant. You would allow offices. So, if someone came in for like a mixed use as we envision it, would maybe retail on the bottom floor and residential on top, could you do that in that zone? In downtown neighborhood? This mixed use commercial residential gives you the impression you could. But but then the zone wouldn't allow, it's like you can do retail if you do mixed use, but you can't do retail standing alone. I don't know if that was the intent.
Well, so if we're keeping that category, it needs to come out of the downtown neighborhood anyway.
Well, ideally, you want the mixed use to be relatively consistent with whether those uses are allowed independently of one another, I would think.
I would think.
You know, not, if you want commercial and residential mixed, you would think that district would allow residential to stand by itself and commercial to stand by itself. It doesn't do it here.
That's why I said somehow that this category, whether we keep the mixed use commercial residential or not, somehow that has to be.
Yeah, see, and I don't know if it's intentional or not. That's the problem. Having Rails and Roads, for example, you can do restaurants, retail stores as a permitted use in Rails and Roads, but you cannot do any multifamily.
Right.
What this says in Rails and Roads, I can't do anything.
No mixed use.
See, that makes more sense, because if one's not allowed.
Yeah, not in downtown, not in Rails and Roads, but okay in historic main and Borland.
Well, let me put it.
That's essentially what you're saying.
So if I was in the neighborhood and I wanted to manufacture jewelry in my house, that would be a minor home occupation?
I think so.
Could get away with that.
Because you're doing it,
because it was a commercial endeavor, but it would,
but you're not impacting, you know, around you, because you.
It's an incidental use.
Yeah.
Residential is the primary use of that one building.
Yeah, I think that fulfills the definition of the minor.
If I'm understanding it, it's. You can have different uses within one building. So like those downtown buildings where there's a bunch of different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them can be residential, some of them can be retail, right?
Yeah.
That's the intention of this definition?
Yeah. I think that's the intention of this.
So it just needs to be written better.
Yeah.
And only allowable in those two areas, Borland and Maine.
So,
right.
In these sections here in 1812, like 130 for downtown neighborhood, 140 for rails and roads, 150, 160, they each, well, rails and roads doesn't match the others. The others have a purpose, density, some have a design guidelines. Perhaps we could add a D paragraph to each one of these four blocks saying mixed use, and saying whether it's allowed or not allowed in this context of this text, and it can describe perhaps more detail of the specifics of those mixed use if it's allowed in historic Maine or Borland Park. And that way it's not, we're not trying to wrap it all up into a simple line in a table that isn't quite the right kind of use for that table, but instead calling it out specifically in each of these areas where we can really embellish.
Because what you're saying is each of these lines is a type of business.
Yes.
Except for when you get to mixed use, it doesn't fit in with the rest of
correct.
The table.
Correct.
And I can agree with that, too.
The only problem, I agree with you also, but the only problem there is in the use table, it still is, it has to be addressed in the use table.
Well, I don't think it has to be addressed in a use table. It's addressed in.
If I want to build a building in historic downtown,
mm-hmm.
and I want to put apartments upstairs and I want to put some retail downstairs, is that allowed?
You wouldn't go just to this table.
Yeah, but we're trying to make it simple down the road so people will. They're going to go to the use table and find out is that allowed in that area. They're not. We want to minimize how many places do I have to go look to see if this is okay or not.
Right.
If putting it in, if burying it over there in that paragraph, I'm not saying it's wrong to do that. You can mention it in there, but it's my belief is still there should be some mention of it somehow in the use table, and I'm not sure how to address it there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't miss it. You know, you.
Right.
We're trying to keep, we got too many places to go to find things today, and you don't know which one is right. When you change one,
mm-hmm.
how do you know where else to change it down the road if it's in multiple places? You like to have it in one place. But that's me.
Well, Bill, what if it's in this chapter, but it's just not on the table?
I think he wants the simplicity of the table.
But this is all part of one thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't read the introduction to the table at all? Or would you?
You.
If I was going to build, I would probably read the introductions.
Well, let me ask Mr. Ozaki. Where would you go first if somebody came in and wanted to put a building up that's where they want to have residential upstairs and retail downstairs? Would you go to a use table first, or would you read the document first and then try and figure out?
The way I would do it, even though it may not be the easiest way to do it, I'd see, first of all, is residential allowed? And two, is commercial allowed? Not even whether it's mixed use. Independent. If they're independently of one another and they're allowed,
then they should be allowed together.
Then they should be allowed together. But I would have the section that says mixed use requirements. I would have some more standards there for that.
Okay. Then let's go that route. I agree with that.
I think that sounds right, too.
As long as it's addressed somehow, and you don't have to go multiple places to try and figure it out.
Right, because if I built, let's say I built a building on a block, and I put an office in one little space, and I put retail in one little space, and I put a pub in another space, and upstairs I did a restaurant, I wouldn't call out some type of mixed-use commercial in the zone. I would look to see if each individual use is allowed.
Okay.
And then
that makes sense.
It's all in one building. And if the use is allowed, then I don't care if they're combined or not. But then I might have special standards for mixed use if it's commercial and residential, because you may not want, it depends on the community, you may not want the residential on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And so you may call out some special standards for mixed use when it's residential, non-residential.
Okay.
And I did have a different section.
Didn't we have somebody come in and was looking for residential first floor?
Right, and that's called out in a little section right after the use table.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So can we scratch the line? Is that what we're...
I'm all for scratching that line as long as we have some place where that...
It's clearly stated.
It's clearly stated where...
Yeah.
I'm not sure where you mentioned it, but... I'm all for that, scratching out mixed use, because it is confusing.
It's confusing to me, actually. It's like,
yeah.
All right, well, let's take it out.
How many definitions we have of mixed use building, mixed use requirements, and this says residential mixed use requirements.
So
it's like, I can clean this up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate that very much. Okay, everybody understand what the
six pieces?
Exciting? Okay.
Well, that's easy.
It's easy, yeah.
Yeah,
no, thank you. Thank you, commissioners, for the discussion on that. Okay, mobile vendors.
Meet criteria.
I think I'm happy with the current notations.
Okay.
Yeah, I am too.
And P6?
Six just means they got to follow a big chapter of rules.
Okay.
It just says, go see section 190 and...
Okay, so rules and roads, historic...
Everywhere but the
residential.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm good with that.
We're doing it in all four?
No, just
the three.
No, just
okay.
No changes.
Okay. No changes.
All right.
Nursing and or convalescent.
Do 28. It's so complicated, can we just say no?
Remember I said, Bill's going to say, take out the and or.
Yeah, I hate and
or. We know. We know you do.
I would go with nursing / convalescent.
Yeah. But this could be like a small home, or it could be a huge
facility.
Yeah. Facility. Mm-hmm. There's not really any.
There's no restriction on size. It just says,
well, it says
how many bedrooms.
It says, basically, it's saying to use the bedrooms instead of the units, but it has to fit, not exceed the maximum density allowed in the underlying zoning district.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Is the is it necessary to have the...
I don't think we need all that formula stuff.
That formula stuff in there?
In the P8?
In that note. Mr. Ozaki?
I don't think so. Let's see what the definition is real quick.
It is long and drawn out.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Isn't that stated in the zoning district somewhere?
Based on bedrooms.
And it looks like this formula is saying you can have 3 times the bedrooms as you can have dwelling units in the underlying zoning district. And I'm not sure what the zoning is for downtown.
We have multifamily allowable in H in a historic main and Portland. They're only asking.
That's just horrible. Someone's thinking too much. Let me look at that one too.
Because I would not want to have a Merrill Gardens in any of those areas, but I would not mind a small 4 or 5 bedroom. Because there is, I only think of it because there's one on Sumac Drive. It's just a little brick house, and there's quite a few elderly people that live there. I wouldn't mind that kind of thing.
Okay.
But not some huge facility. So I don't know how you write the difference, but...
Okay. Is that a nursing home?
Yeah. Is that different?
No,
this is nursing home. That's a nursing home.
Okay.
Yeah, so you really shouldn't...
Convalescent is you're there temporarily.
To convalesce. Yeah. To feel better.
Is that like a hospice or something? Is that...
That's
the other way.
I didn't get out.
You go there and you'd never leave.
Yeah, well, you do, but it's convalescent means you would be there until you're able to go out on your own.
Okay.
Yeah, some double. I mean, some do both.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a convalescent hospital, not a convalescent hospital.
Some people are there for long-term care, and we never leave. I mean, they may have like a dementia wing or something like that, and then other patients may come in for a month or something like that and leave.
Can we investigate that a little
bit? So you're looking to... So is the intent to limit the scale or size?
Yeah.
Let me get at the intent rather than
any
formula
right now. Yeah. And then I noticed there's a note underneath that PA. It's called C1 caretaker must be on site.
Oh, that's C1's another... That's for the conditional... With some C's that have footnotes.
Right. So a convalescent room, we don't need anybody there. They just take care of themselves.
They don't have to live there.
All right.
But even with that, I would certainly not...
even small, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable with it in the historic main area.
I'm trying to think of a nursing home. Don't the people maybe get out, maybe walk around, or...
But usually if it's in, by the time you're in a nursing home, it's full care.
Yeah.
Well, my grandpa was at Merrill Gardens, and he...
Merrill Gardens is a little different.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they call it a nursing home.
Well, it's more like a retirement.
It's a retirement facility?
Facility.
Yeah, that's different.
It's a retirement facility, not nursing.
Assisted living?
It's assisted living. This one down here also.
Well, I would say their goal for our downtown area is to have people out and about, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be... I would say for the yellow area, maybe, of the downtown.
Yeah, if it's in a...
But not historic downtown.
Yeah, let's let David investigate.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that, but yeah, I think you're right. It's not... Nursing home in downtown is a little unusual. Let me look at that.
I mean, even if you look at it, I would be comfortable scratching the P mm-hmm. off of historic.
Yeah, me too.
Encourage them closer to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should just take it out altogether, no matter the size.
Let's wait for the...
Yeah, I'll look at that.
And I don't care if something wanted to build up in the Borland Park area.
Right.
Yeah, but we want that to be like shopping and stuff. There's so much other area of town.
Yeah.
That's
true.
For shut-ins. All right,
well,
that's a question.
Okay, next item is professional office.
Historic name, scratch it.
Well, upstairs, though.
Oh, maybe upstairs.
I think that's the point of the mixed use.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with...
Well, that was the point of the overlay, using the overlay, because... Right. Mixed use, it wouldn't apply because mixed use is downstairs is the
retail,
the business, and the upstairs is the living spaces.
Okay, but that wouldn't be conditional then, right?
No, that would.
I don't think so, because like upstairs from Gino's, there's counseling, there's the Monroe Monitor, there's
so that's not mixed use.
But it is professional and it is in the historic main.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of that. Actually.
Yeah.
Jeff.
So that would be the situation with the
Jeff's office is about
to keep those from being on the ground
floor. Yes, to prevent the ground floor, but upstairs should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So leave it all as is?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Professional office? Okay, parking lots. Accessory use. I'm not sure whether accessory.
What should we even need to
have? Oh, that's a female
thing. I'm not sure we even need to have.
Life loves accessories.
You need to tell people they are permitted to put a parking lot next to their building? That's what this is saying.
What about you? You don't have a pocket square?
I don't.
What is that? Just kidding.
Excuse me. I'm not sure what accessory use means.
No, I don't.
You know how on this chart, there's places where there's an A. It says that business could be an accessory to something else. For some reason, instead of using A, it's not the primary function.
Okay, do we want parking lots in the downtown neighborhood?
Well, why is it parking lot accessory use? It should just be parking lots with A on the way across.
Why would you need an accessory parking lot in a...
I would personally get rid of... Because the way the code is defined, if you provide parking in conjunction with your use, it's accessory to your use.
So get rid of both of them?
So this is redundant.
Yeah.
Well, accessory is redundant.
Yeah.
Parking lot standalone is different.
That's right. Like a paid parking lot.
And I think it's trying to distinguish between the two, but I don't think it needs to.
I don't think so either.
We can get rid of the accessory
one. We can scratch the accessory use one. It's built in. Now, standalone, that's another story.
Right. So that's going to be an interesting policy discussion because your comp plan talks about parking issues in the downtown. So.
Right.
If someone wants to provide a commercial parking lot, or if the city were to provide or purchase a piece of property downtown that just stood on its own, and the city wanted to create parking, arguably, you'd need a conditional use permit for that.
Yeah, so it should be permitted in rails and roads and...
But then do you want a bunch of parking lots? So that's kind of the policy issue you need to...
Well, isn't that a case where the market would drive it? I mean, I suspect if we had a thriving downtown, we'd probably get a couple parking lots pretty quick, and then pretty soon it's like, uh-oh, there's not enough.
But you might want to stop it, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think there's going to be parking in Snohomish. I don't know that anybody would want
to
pay for parking.
It takes the market to really drive pretty hard to charge.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Kirkland downtown, there's one.
So right now, everything is conditional.
Right.
I don't think we should have a parking lot in the historic main or the downtown neighborhood. So I would take that off even as a condition.
The city wanted to put one in
the
free to allow.
In the but we're trying to create density.
Well, I know, what if they put I'm just thinking, what if they put bathrooms and parking and improved, in downtown main in order to bring more businesses in.
But a park and ride lot, maybe.
Downtown Main, I understand, but in the neighborhood?
No, not the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm just saying downtown. I was talking about the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, in the neighborhood, I don't think it's necessary.
No, it's just
in the yellow zone.
The yellow.
Yeah, scratch it off the yellow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about, the yellow zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
There would be no reason for any kind of parking
pods in the yellow.
No.
So we're trying to create some density there.
Yeah.
Because any business you have there would be minor anyway, so you wouldn't need to.
Yep.
And we don't allow a lot in that area anyway outside of dwellings.
Right. If you require parking, then maybe you're not a minor business anymore.
Right.
Or what if it's for an apartment or a duplex or something?
But that's not
standalone. Oh, then that's not a standalone. You're right.
That's accessory.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
So are the other ones staying conditional or are they be turning to permitted?
I'd like to see them stay conditional.
Okay.
That's my personal feeling. David, do you have an input on that?
No, I don't have. That's fine.
Okay. All right, next line in pawn shop.
I'd like to see it taken off of historic downtown. I don't think that's the type of store.
Honestly, there's so much crime with that pawn shop that was upstairs from us. Always.
Is that right?
Yes. Windows always getting broken. Police always out there. Stuff getting dumped behind dumpsters. And
maybe. Is this something we would not even want in this whole area here, push it out to the Highway 2 stuff? I mean, should we scratch both of these P's?
Would that also get rid of a plate against sports or...
No, that's not a pawn shop.
I mean, because they're essentially people are bringing in their or consignment shop.
That's different.
That's
you know, like somebody wants to put in all the baby
pawn shop is... You're giving them collateral for a loan, and then you don't have to go back and pay it back.
Okay, so we're saying we don't want that. And the other stuff would be okay, because that would just be retail.
Right, retail or consignment.
I would be fine with...
The definition of it has to do with loaning and pledging money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with taking it off.
I don't, honestly, either.
Yeah, off the whole...
Yeah.
Scratch the whole thing.
It's on the highway.
I would be inclined to scratch the two P's, but leave the entry in the table there as blank. So for your ease of looking up, somebody's looking it up and they can see, it's not permitted.
That's fine.
Well, if it's not there, it's not
permitted. Okay. But it might make them ask, well, what about pawn shops? And then somebody has to do some research. But if you have a pawn shop not permitted at all, then
it's clearly we thought about it. We've intentionally said no.
Okay.
We didn't just forget it or skip it.
Well, there was other things that we
can do the same thing
there.
Okay.
Right?
So,
because it's not permitted.
That's true.
So.
In the business dilemma.
Let's keep with convention.
And keep the definition, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that they know that we're aware of pawn shops and we've decided to.
Keep the definition, but remove it from the table.
Okay. I'm good with that one.
Okay. Everybody in agreement with that?
Yep. They don't.
You're an industrial park or something.
Okay. Preschool.
I think not in historic Maine.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay.
I don't mind conditional in the other places.
Allowing it in the residential.
Well, I think residential would be okay. I'm not even sure I want it in Borland Park.
Let's see. Hang on.
It is conditional, so they have to go through some hoops.
Let's look at the difference between preschool and daycare.
Montessori, maybe.
Daycare is not a preschool. Daycare is.
Well, we had a long discussion about daycares
okay.
before.
All right.
Preschool.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Facility for the organized.
In some places, call themselves preschool, and they're really just daycare.
Or daycares that also offer preschool.
You know, it's just that they can charge more money.
Or so they can get by. Or so they can get by one of these tables.
So preschool only means it's a place to care for kids that are not old enough for kindergarten.
Okay.
So if we're allowing
instructing children.
Yeah, but you could instruct them to wash your hands, sit down, turn on the
TV. A lot of them are daycare or preschools.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So if we've allowed daycares, then we should allow the preschool.
They do both.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, a lot of them do both.
So preschool is children under the age of 6.
Yeah, they're not old enough for kindergarten.
And daycare could be kids.
I think we had it as an accessory for daycare in historic
right.
Maine because
yes, we did.
We didn't want the whole facility, but somebody could have something like
attached to their building.
Business or,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's permitted in both railroads and Borland.
So it should be the same for,
I think,
for school?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
It also has the C2 code, which means it's a limit on the number of kids.
Right. I'm fine with that.
But should this be a C2?
That's what I was thinking.
A what?
That's what I was thinking.
There's a C2 version.
C2.
A C with a footnote.
It limits the number of kids.
Gotcha.
Although the state probably limits that if somebody's doing it in their home.
Yeah, they usually limit. They have certain.
Yeah, I don't think this is people doing it out of their home in preschool.
Well, if it's, what if it's in the yellow, though? That would assume it's in a home or an apartment.
Do we want to do that?
That's what I'm wondering.
We don't have that.
I don't think.
We don't.
No, we don't.
I don't think that's.
That was blank in the date for in the yellow.
For the date.
And then we had permitted for railroads and roads, and we had accessory for historic downtown, and we had permitted in Borland is what we did for daycare.
You want to do the same thing for preschool?
I would think
yeah.
so.
I think so.
Okay, so downtown, no. Rails and roads permitted. A for historic.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, accessory, okay.
Yeah, it's an accessory.
P for Borland.
Right.
Oh, was it? So it was P?
It was P for Borland is what we decided.
Okay.
And it's an accessory for the downtown and P for rails and roads.
None of it was conditioned.
Might be a crazy
none of
them
are conditioned,
but
mm-hmm.
Can I ask why it was an accessory for?
We were thinking that the reason to have a daycare downtown is if some businesses will provide daycare and we don't want to limit that they can't do that.
Okay, but
part of their
as
deal.
Far as preschool, do we want the same?
Yeah, it's not really an accessory to anything.
It wouldn't be
downtown.
An accessory for
preschool. Yeah, no, like an accessory to the church.
I would think you'd have to have some permitting if you did any kind of daycare or watching kids, period. I mean, just at a state level.
Well, what do they do for businesses that, you know, while their parents are working, they have people watch their
kids? Yeah, that's the daycare.
Yeah, that's
the daycare. That would accessorize okay. downtown.
Okay. Like at Fred Meyer, they have
they do.
They have a little area
they
to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a preschool, like that page.
No.
But the blank.
Babysitting.
I don't know what, but they have to permit for that.
What's the... Like Fred Meyer, YMCA would be that way.
Yeah.
Do you have to be state licensed to be preschool?
Anything with all the daycares. I don't know about Fred Meyer, but I assume they've got to.
I mean, if you're watching kids.
Yeah. And the liability there. If I run a daycare out of my home, I definitely need a state license.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah.
So Fred Meyer is a good example of an accessory use.
Or is it a state? Do you want to be preschool as an accessory?
I think as a preschool, no. I think that is different.
That would be, I would say just leave it as a permit.
As a blank.
Permit it, right?
No, it's for historic.
Oh,
are we talking residential or historic?
Oh, historic.
Historic, I don't think it should be there at all. It's not the kind of thing we kind of want to do.
If somebody's got a daycare, a lot of times they will have preschool as part of the daycare.
Right.
So are we going to tell them that they can't do that with the kids? Do the type of...
What is an accessory unit?
That's why I'm saying an accessory downtown.
No, I'm saying...
Oh, it might be an accessory to the daycare.
Right.
Can it be an accessory to an accessory?
Yes. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. The definition of preschool means a facility or... for the organized instruction of children who have not reached the age of enrollment in kindergarten. Like, our church has preschool. They don't have daycare. They have preschool. So, it means, yeah.
Maybe it should be conditional.
That's what it was.
But whatever, I think the definitions are probably pretty well known.
Yeah, they are.
And pretty, so I don't know that we want to... We're not talking about missing the definition, right? We're just talking about...
Yeah, we're just talking about whether it is allowed in historic...
Downtown.
Historic downtown.
And you're saying only as an accessory to some other business.
But it's... Yeah. She's saying an accessory because we're allowing daycare.
Right.
But the daycare is already an accessory.
That's true.
That's what I'm asking. How do we...
I don't think you want a preschool... Because that totally...
I think it insinuates a standalone business.
That's more of a prominent thing.
So, yeah. So that we just take off?
And to be honest, I'm a little bit leery about even
the daycare.
Downtown, even daycare, because then you're talking things like Thrive and stuff like that, right? Things that we don't want.
But they have daycare.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. And that we don't want Thrive-type businesses down there. So you're kind of almost encouraging more of those. I don't know. Is there any other business that doesn't?
What if the Downtown Business Association got all the merchants together
and had something
and opened a daycare?
And they hired somebody to open a daycare and they paid for instead of parking, they paid for 2 hours daycare.
Yeah.
Are we talking about daycare or are we talking about...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going back.
And maybe that would be primary.
Because we had said daycare was an accessory, but what if it's not an accessory?
Yeah.
What if it's actually a 1,200 square foot storefront that they've kind of combined efforts?
I've seen that in malls, actually.
Right.
I've seen that in malls where it's just there's just like where a business meeting, there's a daycare.
The funny thing
you
about
paying for it, or if you get like stamped, if you buy something in the store, then there's a credit or
voucher,
something like
sure.
that voucher, yeah.
But we don't want like Kids Country, right?
Right.
I think that's why we were making it an accessory.
Right.
Okay.
So we're back to a size issue. Oh wait, there was daycare center. Oh, that's called a day nursery. Day nursery means a public center for the care and training of...
Is temporary daycare?
Daycare means any type of group...
That's kind of what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Daycare is different than a daycare center. A daycare center is Kids Country.
Okay.
A daycare just means any type of group daycare program licensed by the state of Washington for the care of children during part of a 24-hour day. So the thing to stay away from is no daycare center, but yes to the daycare.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
What about preschool?
Hang on. Yeah, well, I'm working in preschool here.
Yeah. I think about preschool downtown.
I don't think so.
I mean, sorry, historic.
Yeah, you agree.
Okay. Well, I just crossed it out for historic.
Yep.
Preschool. So you want to leave it that way? No preschool.
That'll be fine.
Daycare Fire, preschool.
No.
I'm good with that.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I just read the definition.
But would we be okay with a center in Borland Park?
We don't want the center.
In Borland Park?
No, we don't want a center anywhere.
You sure?
That's what we talked about for 2 hours.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We're okay with the daycare, but not a huge...
Not a daycare center. Yeah, I didn't have center crossed off my...
Back to the preschool. The preschool's more of a standalone...
Place where you take your kid and leave them there?
That's the park.
And then you...
That's the park, Bill.
You move to Wyoming or something?
That's an orphanage.
That's how it happens.
Oh, okay.
That's night kind
of daycare.
You're a child.
Long-term daycare.
So a little preschool in Borland would probably be fine, or do we say no?
We said permitted in Rails and Roads in Borland Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then not permitted in...
In the other two.
In the other two.
The other two.
All right, print shop.
Can I just make a mention? Either we make a motion or do we stop?
I was gonna ask, but I didn't want to push it.
We didn't get very far.
We never did.
And we even skipped three.
Which means that who knows how much longer it could take.
It'd take another hour.
So I'm just wondering if we should do the bottom two and then do these next time.
Let's
finish this page and then we'll
have to extend it.
I'll entertain a motion to
finish the page real quick.
If we're happy, we'll finish the page.
But we also got a discussion before we
rush it.
And you really only need to do print shop.
Let's do the print shop.
Okay, and then be done.
Yeah.
I say why not?
Make it permitted in Borland Park. Instead of conditional?
Sure. Absolutely.
3-4.
Boom, we're done.
just quick comment on print shop. Print shops could get pretty...
Could we have a category that says it's store name to keep it size small?
Pretty messy.
Well, who changes
a lot? If there was a Kinko's, I'd be fine with that down.
Yeah, there's the print shop over by...
Cool Change.
Yeah.
And then there's one up on Chainlink.
It's a pretty good-sized print shop there, so it's...
So maybe we make the historic main conditional.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you understand. They could get pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make historic main conditional.
Okay. And then Laurel and P?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And conditional. Okay.
It would be a big improvement there.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything to make it look better over Brooklyn Park.
I think it is good discussion, good digging into this stuff.
You got 5 minutes. Unless you extend.
Yeah.
We have to discuss.
Too much discussion. We'll continue on this next meeting then. Then we'll move on to a discussion by commissioners and staff.
Oak Street is a private street.
Okay.
And for anyone that's interested, city has done a contract with a consultant to do kind of a strategic plan to help the city identify what steps need to be done to create a formal Main Street organization. Within the city, and it's not necessarily the city creating it, but it's basically to help identify how a downtown Main Street organization can get formed and be self-sustaining. And next Tuesday at 3 o'clock here, the consultant will be here just to do a briefing to interested parties. So if anybody's interested in just sitting in and listening to the consultant, you're more than welcome to.
So the city is paying for something for a private organization to start?
Well, it's not a private organization.
I thought it was in a city.
What we're trying to do is, so one of our goals is to develop a thriving downtown.
Right.
And one of the ways you can do that is that some type of organization in whatever form gets created to take on that role. But we're looking to figure out, okay, if a private organization does get created, is there enough viability in a community like this for that to really happen? And if it does happen, what's the expectation, if any, for the city contribution to an organization like that over time? Or can an organization like that survive over time? And then whether or not that organization creates, what are some of the key strategic steps that need to be done to bring people together to make things happen downtown? So there's more than just...
Gotcha. Right.
And I told the consultant, I don't want pretty pictures. I don't want to revisit the downtown plan. We've done a lot of the planning. I really need to get to the point of, can this city, can there be a viable organization like there is in many, many different cities that functions to promote our downtown and be effective and have a long-term sustainability or not? And how do you get that organization like that to have long-term sustainability? For a community like this, what would be the funding sources? Can it be done? What's the city's role in all this, if any? Or can it be done on its own? So it's not like you're handing money to this organization.
No,
we're going to get something out of it.
We're handing, no, we're just paying for... What if they say the city shouldn't have... The city doesn't have a role in that.
That's actually good.
How much are we paying the consultant to tell us that?
That's actually good. Because that means you can have an organization to survive on its own. A lot of these organizations get funding from the city.
Well, I understand why the city would want to do that, because you want to get the downtown thriving.
I know. We just have our third
organization. Somebody has to go down there and shake things up.
Yeah.
I already thought there was an one.
There is.
Oh, there is.
So there already is. It's the third one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, how far can this organization go?
Yeah.
What does it need to make it happen? And does the city have a role in this? And what's the city's role?
Right.
I think we have a role. We definitely have a role.
How much does the consultant cost?
Actually, we're getting, it's $25,000. That's really good, because the principal who's... This is by coincidence. The person who was actually the head of that group, it's a small consulting firm, was kind of one of the heads of the Oregon Main Street program. They called it something a little different, downtown, livable downtown or something like that. It had a different name, but he did that for about 10, 15 years. So I suspect he's going to be able to come in here, get the lay of the land very, very quickly.
And the Downtown Association is committed to coming?
Oh, they'll be here, yeah.
Tuesday at 3.
Okay. If you're really thinking of coming, like, team it out.
Right.
And it won't be the only meeting, but it's just kind of the kickoff meeting.
Okay. Anything else?
No, there wasn't the one you passed 9.
Okay. Commissioner Jensen?
Opening date yet for Attorney Place?
I have... let me check when I get back to you, because I think there might be.
By the time you get back to us, it'll be open.
It might be. I think they're actually working towards some... I'm going to mess up. I think they're actually moving for some, like, groundbreaking, ruin cutting or something. But that could be out, just we're waiting. Let me double check on that.
Okay. Thanks. That's it. Nothing else.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Yeah, I wanted to ask. There was a rumor going around that someone was trying to buy the Albertsons building.
You know... Well, actually, I hope that's true, but I haven't heard about it. There's been interest. I don't even know if there's been interest. About four months ago, I got a call from the owner asking me if I knew anyone that might be interested in going in there. So, I'm hoping it's true, but I haven't heard anything. That would be good.
It would be good. I just don't think it's true, because you would probably know. That's all.
That's it. Commissioner Dirksen?
Nothing tonight.
Commissioner Bull?
I was just curious about the that triangle land that used to be Pete's Party Pit there, you know, across the railroad tracks from Denny's.
Right.
By Morning Run. They got heavy equipment in there.
At the Party Pit? I mean, there's a property that's always been graded.
Yeah, there should be a pond back in there.
Yeah, so there's property that's been graded over time, and we're looking at a proposal for maybe about over 100 multifamily units on that site. If it's the same site we're talking about, but it's right almost adjacent to the Party Pit.
Morning Run there, between Morning Run and Denny's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely make traffic there.
quick thing. The American flag at the Main Street is really looking pretty ragged. I would like somebody to take that flag down and
Which one?
Have it retired. The one closest to downtown.
The one at the flagpole?
The flagpole, the big flag.
Just right down the street here, right before you get into downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. Just down this direction. Yeah, it's
right before you hit the road that goes.
I'm sure it's not cheap, but it's
for the bank or
it's.
That's what I needed.
It needs to be replaced. That's all I hit. And thank you for carrying on. I heard you. Everything went really, really well. So I appreciate it.
Wasn't the same without you, though.
No.
Yeah, sure.
I can believe it's probably even better.
Not wasting the time I move and dismiss.
Welcome back.
Wow. Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, I entertain a
so move.
A move by Commissioner Jensen to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Commissioner Stanger seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.